The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on the land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of him. For many times it had seized him and kept him under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with a great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have countless food options. We can customize our salads any way that we want. Our mashed potatoes can come fully loaded. And our donuts in Parker Hall, thanks to the new owners of Best Donuts, now have more colors and sprinkles than ever before. We live in an age of customization. In Scripture today, we have this poignant scene where Jesus customizes what it means to be a disciple. Jesus personalizes the spiritual path of this man who had so many demons and so many troubles that he is isolated by his peers. He's homeless. He's living in a graveyard. And he's ritually unclean. There is nothing about this man that would invite further contact. Without his family or his friends, this man's life must have been a lonely and hollow existence. After performing a miracle that sets this former demoniac free, Jesus denies the man's petition. Jesus might grant the demons permission to enter a herd of pigs, but he flat out denies this liberated man's request. No, the man cannot hop into the boat. He cannot sail away with the 12 other disciples. And no, he cannot follow Jesus from town to town. Instead, Jesus says to him, "You must stay behind. Return home to your village. You're going to leave the isolation of the graveyard and return to your community. The demons have robbed you of your humanity long enough. You've been more dead than alive in that graveyard. It's time to go home." I wonder what the other disciples sitting in the boat thought of this conversation. Perhaps they reflected on their call to follow Jesus. For them, following Jesus had meant giving up their community. Jesus had called them directly, saying, "Come, follow me." And they left everything behind to follow him. Then on the road, they heard Jesus tell the rich young ruler that he had to sell all of his possessions, give the money to the poor, and then come and follow. Isn't loss somehow involved in following Jesus? Doesn't something need to be given up? Don't I need to deny myself so that I can follow? That's what many Christians believe. Yet to this man, Jesus says the opposite. Don't leave your family. Instead of sacrifice, he's told to go and be reunited with his family. He's going to share the good news of God's transforming work in his life right there with his friends and family and neighbors. Just like God loves this man, God loves us so much that God customizes our spiritual journey. There's no one-size-fits-all t-shirt of discipleship that we can just slip on. God created us as unique, gifted individuals. So it makes zero sense that once we decide to follow Jesus, that we would lose our individuality or our uniqueness. Deciding to follow Jesus enhances the best parts of ourselves. Imagine the ways in which our lives might be customized by God. For each of us, our stories are going to be different. Let me tell you about someone I know, Kate. God customized her journey of faith. No one doubted that Kate had a rich spiritual life. She faithfully attended church and was a constant presence at Bible study. Even after all these years of prayer and worship, Kate's spiritual journey was not done. She experienced firsthand God's customizing work. Now, Kate's a quiet person. At Bible study, she doesn't speak very often. Yet one of the people at the Bible study kept asking Kate her opinion. "What do you think, Kate?" At first, Kate was put off a little bit. But as the months went by, she became more comfortable sharing her thoughts, telling her story, and revealing her struggles. Kate even risked telling the Bible study what she thought God was doing in her life. Kate found her voice. As a child, Kate had been told that girls' opinions don't really matter, especially when it comes to spiritual things. So for Kate to have the courage to speak, her ability to share, to be open to the Spirit's work at a Bible study was huge. Kate found her voice. Kate's journey reflects how God customizes our faith journeys. Imagine the ways in which our lives might be customized by God. For those of you who have taken care of others your whole life, imagine taking a moment and letting others take care of you. For those of you who have strived for success your whole life, imagine experiencing the peace of knowing that you are enough. You're enough. God delights in customizing our spiritual journey. We, as people of God, are not assembly line cookie cutter people. Each of us have a unique set of gifts and talents. Each of us have an exclusive story to tell. A story that only we can tell. So how do we experience more of the Holy Spirit's personalizing work in our lives? One way is to consciously decide to trust God, to believe. To believe that what Scripture says is true, that God loves us and God likes us, that God wants to customize our spiritual journey just like he did for that demoniac among the tombs. Expect that God is worthy of our trust. Maybe even say it out loud. God, I trust you. God, I trust you. And maybe behind that statement of trust is a prayer. I trust that you know what's best for me. Even when I make mistakes, I still trust that you will continue to guide and lead me. I trust that you love me and care for me more than anyone I have ever met. I trust that you can help make sense of my life. And then be open. Open to new experiences. Open to pushing boundaries. Open to listening to others. Maybe like Kate, someone will encourage you to take an emotional risk, encourage you to be bold. God knows where God is leading you, and your journey is personalized just for you. And if you get off track, that's okay. God can personalize that too and bring it right back. Make a conscious decision to trust God as you walk down that personalized path of faith. God is forever with you, now and forever. Amen.